got the face. You making a face. Get... Hey, good job.
I can't help but notice all your bear stuff here in the middle of Canada. How long have you been a fan?
I've been a fan since I was probably 5 years old. I got brainwashed by an uncle.
We're big Bears fans at our household, so it was like a dream come true. We're just in heaven right now.
Actually, they're in Regina, Saskatchewan, 2,000 miles from Chicago. Darrell Freeman, Akeem Hicks, Martin Wallace, and Lamar Houston headed to Canada to coach a Play 60 event.
Anytime you get an opportunity to give back to children and make an impact in their life and give them some direction, I think it's important as role models that you do the best job you can.
Another role model in attendance was Jen Welter, the first female coach in the NFL. She coached inside linebackers for the Arizona Cardinals and led a Girls in the Game event the night before the Play 60 clinic.
Never in my wildest imagination, through my whole football playing career, did I imagine that the National Football League was even possible.
I think that this is actually the best time that there's ever been in the history of the National Football League for girls and women. And I'd like to see them just see that it's possible. As girls start playing at a younger and younger age, they'll have more of a chance to develop and to be great in the game just like the guys do and have those same dreams.
The Regina Youth Flag Football League already has 19 all-girls teams and more than 2,300 players.
Okay, give me a football position.
The Bears took those kids through various football drills and helped spread the NFL's message.
How important is the Play 60 message, I mean, to get kids out there and get them active?
I think it's very important. We're in an age of iPads and Xbox, PlayStation, everybody's just sitting at home just playing video games all day. I think it's important for kids and parents also to realize you got to get the kids out, get them exercise. It'll be beneficial for you in the long run.
You know how to dab? Show me. Dude! Exercise. You don't want to be a couch potato. I know I had my days where I wanted to sit in the house and play video games all day, and my parents didn't play that. They take your butt outside, don't come back in until it gets dark, and don't come in when it's dark. Come in as soon as it's about to get dark. So it's a timing thing. But, just making sure you're outside, having fun, and, there's nothing more fun than rolling around in the grass.
Come on! Go! Ooh. Oh, my God. These kids are monsters.
It's awesome. These kids are having fun, doing everything that just kids do. This is truly what football is all about, just having fun and being out in the sun and tackling, catching, and running around.
The University of Regina.
For Akeem Hicks, running around the University of Regina brought back a lot of memories. He attended the university before getting drafted by the New Orleans Saints in 2012.
How important was this university in your path to the NFL?
It was what gave me my chance. I don't think that if I hadn't decided to go to the University of Regina that I would ever have the opportunity to play in the NFL. They welcomed me in with open arms, and I'll forever be thankful to them for that.
What's your best memory at the university here?
I got to say my best memory coming to my mind right now, I would say having chicken broth and hot chocolate during a negative 28 practice back there in that little room over there.
Darrell Freeman's career also took him through Saskatchewan. Darrell spent 3 seasons playing in the Canadian Football League for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Definitely a place where everything started for me, my professional career, and this community still welcomes me with open arms. They love me. They, always tell me, but they appreciate me online, and then just to be back here in the community, it just feels great.
Did you take them to the house? Did you score when you intercepted it?
I think volunteering is important, regardless of where it is, here, back in Chicago, back home where I'm from, just being able to use your platform and then spread your message, spread a good message to everybody, and let them know that, wherever you come from, it doesn't matter where you come from. It's just you can achieve anything and do anything, just staying active. A lot of the lessons we learn out here is just not for football, it's for life.
Go Bears!
Well, Lauren, looks like y'all had a pretty good time out there in Canada.
We did have a great time. It was too bad you couldn't come.
I wasn't invited. You had a good time with your Canadian friends and NFL friends.
You were invited, though. I remember it being somebody's birthday weekend, Didn't want to spend it in Canada.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we go.
You got me. You got me. Gotcha. Yeah. Dang.
Time for our final break.
That's when it was.